The good people of Ghana who gave the current government power are not happy with the memorandum of understanding. The most important thing is that the good people of this land had voiced their concern. The government has the power and they may have their way. So they, in that spirit, go ahead with the implementation of the MOU. I feel that it will be counterproductive and doesn't sit well in the spirit of democracy they are so championing.
The Parliamentary Select Committee on Interior and Defense have already worked on this bill and is to be laid before the House to be debated on. What do you make of it? Doesn't that suggest that we are heading towards the passing of this agreement?
That is the sad thing about we as a country. When we get power, we forget where we came from. I'm surprised the government of the MPP will try to have their way with this memorandum of understanding, given the public outcry. To me, I am surprised that we are taking this security issue, very serious one for that matter, on political lens, witnessing. I know the president is a listening president, and he has a lot of liberation credentials. And he rose to power based on those liberation credentials. Now he's in power. He shouldn't undo those liberation credentials. Otherwise, he's not leaving any legacy for we the youth to look after. So I am appealing to the president to use his executive power in the interest of Ghanaians.
Mr. Ekotin said politicians must stop playing politics with security issues.
I want to remind them that NDC lost power partly because of the two Getmo detainees issue. And they were strongly against that. So they can come to power and they want to do something more than the two Getmo detainees. And they must be reminded that the Ghanaian voter can never be taken for granted. And the earlier they look at their political fortunes, the better. They should stop the politics of MPP, NDC. This thing is not about MPP. It's not about NDC. It is about Ghana, our sovereignty. And what legacy are we leaving for our children? Educate Ghanaians about the mode of the agreement so that in the next parliament, this memorandum of understanding could be laid. Don't get me wrong. Americans are not bad people. We are not against any form of agreement in our mutual interest to fight terrorism.
You heard security analyst Emmanuel Cotton in that interview with Felix Kofi.